the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jaden Forster.
He is Mr. Entertainment. He is Mr. Triple Vax. Good morning, Jaden Forster.
Hello, Pete. How are you doing after that Neighbours announcement yesterday afternoon? Are you okay?
I tell you, my heart, I'm just full of sorrow. I actually shed a tear or two. I have many, many fond memories of Neighbours. As a matter of fact, I was one many years ago. You will not believe this, Jaden Forster. I was one of those whom went to work after lunch and set the old VCR, yes, the video recorder, to tape Neighbours so I wouldn't miss it.
Well, there you go. And you were among a lot of people who used to do that. I actually never really watched Neighbours, to be honest with you. I mean, I was always a home and away person. But a quick funny story for you about Neighbours. I'm told that when I was a little tacker, I always used to cry my eyes out when the Neighbours theme started every night. So
really? Maybe
that was a precursor to me going on to watch Home and Away. But obviously we speak of this because you, like a lot of people, will be waking up to the news this morning if they didn't hear it last night that Neighbours, after 37 years, around 9,000 episodes, a lot of the very interesting and over-the-top storylines that we've come to know with the show, it's officially over. Fremantle Media, the production company, has been unable to find a new backer after the broadcaster in the UK, Channel 5, gave it the old heave-ho a couple of months ago. But, they couldn't find a backer or a saviour, so now the show will wrap up come June. But nevertheless, it will stay on our screens until September, where it will no doubt get the grand send-off that it well and truly deserves.
Yep, I reckon you're right. But, 37 years, that's got to be some sort of record, I would think.
It is.
I don't know how long's Home and Away been going, seeing as how you're a watcher of that show. Do you know? Come on, trivia buff.
Not off the top of my head, but it's not as long as Neighbours has been.
Yeah.
Neighbours does, in fact, hold the record. But, there's been a lot of history-making storylines along the years throughout Neighbours. Of course, they were the first TV show to do the gay wedding on screen here in Australia. There's been a lot of characters that have come through their doors and gone on to bigger and better things. And no doubt some of them, like the likes of Kylie and Jason Donovan, they'll be at the top of their wish list on the whiteboard to come back for the finale. Maybe the likes of Guy Pearce and Delta Goodrum, and then Ian Smith, who played Harold, is probably another one who they have up there, although he's in his 80s now,
So.
Maybe not. We'll wait and see. But the executive producer is well and truly saying that they are going to leave it open-ended for future things. So it's not going to all get blown up and end in a negative way. It'll be a celebratory affair, which is great.
I remember, I think if memory serves me correctly, Harold disappeared at one stage in the show, Harold Holt style, off into the ocean. So many, many storylines on that show. And who could forget Scott and Charlene getting married? Yes.
Indeed.
Speaking of great Australian actors, Bert Newton has been immortalised in paint, but you've got to look closely for him, Jaden Forster.
You do, because he appears in the very top corner of the painting. It's a painting of Patty Newton, which is actually an entry for this year's Archibald Prize. And in the photo or the portrait, you can see Patty standing there, leaning on a couch in her lounge room in front of a very large window. And at the top corner above her right shoulder, you can see the moon in this particular painting. And Bert, obviously, as a nod to his moniker or his nickname as Old Moonface, appears as the face of the moon in that painting, something that I'm told that Patty actually asked the artist, Melbourne artist by the name of Margaret Dawson, to include after Bert actually passed away last year, actually. So, a very wonderful, touching nod and tribute to Bert there, and I'm sure that he'll be looking down on that and really, really enjoying that tribute.
Yeah, it is very, very nice indeed. Helen Mirren, to wrap it up this morning, has been honoured at the SAG Awards, which happened earlier this week. Jaden?
Yes, she has. So Monday, the ceremony was on again. And 20 years after she won her very first SAG Award, she very modestly accepted the Lifetime Achievement Award. And she's very much flies under the radar, Helen Mirren. She doesn't do a lot of interviews. She basically just lets the work speak for itself. And her acceptance speech on the day on Monday was very much straight down that same line. But she was actually talking about the award and about how she was very surprised to receive it at the Lifetime Achievement Award, which she well and truly does deserve. But she said one thing that has stood out to me during that particular speech was that she said she puts her many achievements throughout the years down to her mantra, which is this.
Be on time and don't be an ass.
Be on time and don't be an ass.
Yeah. Pretty sound advice that I think everybody can adopt and follow, I
absolutely
reckon.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree with her more. There's nothing worse than tardiness.
Yep, no time for tardiness as far
None.
As I'm concerned.
None whatsoever. And what a great actress she has been and will continue to be. Until death do us part, Jaden Forster, it's been another big week and there'll be plenty more entertainment news to come over the course of next week. And we look forward to catching up with you next Friday.
I'll catch you then. Thank you, PC.